They're not even teenagers, and yet the skills of these futsal players is impressive. Their use of the ball is controlled, and they're able to deftly sneak it around their opponents. These are the under 12 boys team from Solomon Islands. Along with their older teammates in the under 14 boys competition, they made it to their respective grand finals in Australia's National Futsal Championships at the weekend. And the under 12s have brought home a trophy after beating their New South Wales rivals 5-2.
It's a great privilege to see these kids passionate about this game of futsal, and yeah, it's awesome to get to compete in this state championship.
That's Mikey Bate, a youth worker in the Solomon's capital, Honiara, who was the country's head of delegation to Australia.
Most of the kids, they live outskirts of Honiara. They come from schools that are not, come from communities, and use the love of futsal. They love to play, and they come together like whenever there's a futsal competition.
Most of these kids were born just as futsal was introduced to Solomon Islands.
There was no sport of futsal. When we went back to introduce it in the year 2002, futsal didn't exist.
Australian pastor Brian Codrington first travelled to the Solomon Islands during the country's ethnic tensions. He'd gone to deliver shoeboxes of gifts for Christmas with the aid group Samaritan's Purse. A conversation with the then mayor of Honiara was a starting point for bringing futsal to Solomon Islands.
He said, well, it's one thing to hand out, you know, little aid boxes over Christmas, but what else can we do long term? And through, through the answer to that question came the need to do something for the Piccaninny, the young kids of the Solomon Islands, who had really, as he would describe it, the mayor of Honiara, no hope for the future because they'd seen the effects of a civil war, what our Solomon Island friends called a tension.
Pastor Codrington says back then he found kids who'd lost all hope in their country. But there was one thing they had passion for.
The Solomon Islanders' passion is outdoor football. And so because of their passion for the outdoor game and because of the, the minimal number of fields that they have available, small court soccer, which is futsal, lent itself so easily to the Solomon way of life. When we were over there, we would see so many kids in the absence of balls kicking around paper bags, kicking around anything they could find, under a coconut tree and just loving to play the game.
With no organised sport for children, Pastor Codrington made it his mission to help where he could. They've been sending teams to compete in the Australian competition since 2003.
The nucleus of the current Kuru Kuru team, which is the national team, has come out of those boys and the boys that followed in quick succession after them.
The national team defied the odds at last year's Futsal World Cup in Colombia. Despite finishing at the bottom of their group, they still went home as champions. For Captain Elliot Rogamo, it was an emotional experience.
Man, it's incredible. You know, I tell you, before we play today, one school in my country, the school is not going to school. The whole school stopped. They stop to watch us play. And for me, I cannot say anything. Because I tell you, sick people in the hospital, man, you don't understand how Solomon people, they love us. They are crazy about, like, when we play.
For youth worker Mikey Bate, he's seen firsthand the change futsal is bringing to the community.
I think futsal has made a big impact, like in the communities, even like children, bringing the parents, some of the parents divorced, but like to the children, it brings hope, like to the families in the communities, like where I brought up. There's big criminal activities, but like now we introduce the game of futsal, and like it brings community together and it reduces the crime rate.
Pastor Codrington and his team have also developed a program called SALT, Sports and Leadership Training, that's developing new leaders, training coaches, referees and administrators. There's now a futsal league that's had a local sponsor come on board because it's seen the value that futsal is having in assisting community development.
We're seeking to make the difference physically, relationally, emotionally and spiritually, and to have organisations that are standing beside us in that and providing resources, wonderful.